吗？这个可以吗？现在到家去了。弟兄姐妹们平安，母亲节快乐。我做了一个那个 PowerPoint slide， 因为就是那个这是中文的，这个 slide 上是中文的 ，sorry， 讲话声音中。然后那个我用英文讲，可以哈？对 ，OK， 好。Next slide， yes， thank you。OK， so Mark 16:15， he said to them。Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. As a Christian, I know this is the command God gives to every Christian, but don't know how to put it into action. I kept on praying, asking God to give me an opportunity to witness His wonderful deeds and share gospel with non-believers. Time flied quickly to May 13th, 2018, Mother's Day. As your Sisters decorated our church beautifully and heartwarmingly. Pastor Gary talked about Moses' mom, how she relied upon God for love, faith, hope, and courage. Another American sister, Laura, shared her story about adopting three Chinese orphans. One of them suffered cerebral palsy.The message and the testimony were very encouraging and glorifying our God. After eating lunch prepared by our brothers, I went home and posted some of the pictures on WeChat Moment. So this is the 4 years ago, pictures I took from church and I posted it on my WeChat Moment.So I was really touched by the message on that day and what we did. You know, we had a wonderful lunch and we had brothers prepared all the lunch. So I, you know, when I went home, I was just, you know, I feel really touched. So I posted the pictures. I want to everybody, you know, my friends, my relatives, you know, they can see what we, how we did in church to celebrate the Mother's Day. So, okay. So not very long, a message came from my middle school classmate, Qing, asking if I'm a Christian. I said, yes. Qing and I lost connection after high school graduation. She went to college in Beijing, and I went to Shanghai. We met each other again in WeChat group, but did not talk so much. Because of the moment posting, we reconnected in a new way.Qing told me that she is interested in Christianity. It was like a sparkle in my head. I knew immediately God answered my prayer. Suddenly, warmth filled my heart. Who I am, God even looked after me. Afterwards, we had a lot of conversations trying to catch up. Gradually, I learned that Qing was suffering severe depression at that time, insomnia, anxiety,attention deficit. She could not even go do grocery shopping or cook meals for her family. My heart was deeply saddened to hear her situation and did not know how to help her. I earnestly prayed to God, Lord, you have led Qing to my side. Please tell me how to help her with your wisdom. Surprisingly, during one of our conversations,I asked Qing if she would like to receive Jesus as her Savior. She said yes. Praise our Lord, Qing became a Christian. She soon joined a local Chinese church in her city and started going to their gatherings and making friends with brothers and sisters. Meanwhile, she tried different medications, adjusted dosages with little effect.She also went to disciple trainings, summer retreat, but she said she had a hard time understanding Bible. On August 10th, she told me suddenly that she wanted to commit suicide. I was so shocked that my mind went blank, did not know how to comfort her. But for unknown reason, I kept on talking to her for a long time that night. Even now, I could not recall what I said. Praying for her, using God's words to encourage her to trust Him. Don't give up too easily. Don't let devil's plan win. So on the 11th, she went swimming and felt unprecedentedly refreshed afterwards. Even since then, she kept on swimming every day. Gradually, she could fall asleep without medicine. At that time, I started to think of God's wisdom and instruction in Bible. If God's words are more powerful than our words, why are we wasting time talking, not learning Bible? I was teaching children's Sunday school classes and using a material on Matthew, in which there are questions for each chapter. So we decided to study Bible together once a week, spending time discussing, sharing our understanding of God's words with some live testimonies. Below is the part of Qin's own testimony. She got baptized in her church, and she wrote her testimony there. So I just quoted what she wrote there. From July 28th on, I started Mai Qin Bible reading plan. Pretty soon, I was really into it. Changed from not being able to understand or to read to I cannot miss a day. If I miss a day, I become very uncomfortable. Another thing, after I found that swimming helped me to get better mentally, I started thinking to go back to work. Firstly, because of financial needs. Secondly, I want to prove I am recovered. I was going back and forth with the thought and did not know to pray to God for every need. Even then, I heard the saying many times, it takes time to really sink into my heart and put into action. God knew me more than I did and stopped me from going back to work. Now looking back, it was the best plan. Because of the extended rest after recovery, I was able to finish 10 classes of From Doubt to Belief with Miss Jen, a Christian sister from my church. I was able to swim every day from the habit, formed the habit of Bible reading and praying. I was able to rekindle my reading interest, clean up cluttered house since moving. I had time to think about my relationship with God and further confirm my belief. I finally realized that the meaning of the recovery is a complete and thorough recovery of body and soul. Thank Lord, I am so joyful seeing my gradual change, resulting in a better relationship with my family members. Qin has completely changed after believing God, just like 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. She spent time reading spiritual books, listening to Dave Pawson's preachings. She also cared a lot for her family and shared the gospel, including her mom, who was in her 80s. Her mom believed Jesus. On April 3rd, 2020, less than a year later, she went to heaven. So this is what Qin wrote about the changes she observed in her mom. After mom became a Christian, she loved to be close with Lord daily. Her understanding of Bible sometimes surprised me when we study Bible together. Our study was stopped when she and my sister traveled in November. She was reading Bible during the trip and became more and more interested. My sister told me that just half an hour before she had a stroke, she was reading Bible. Sorry, Mom finished listening the story of James Hudson Taylor, learned to pray for daily needs. She told me when they were lost in a tourist place in the stone forest in Chongzhou, she prayed and soon a tricycle showed up and took them to where they wanted to go. Today is 2022, Mother's Day. Looking back 4 years ago, I accidentally posted the pictures of our church celebration on WeChat Moment. God used these pictures and short paragraph to spread his gospel seed, so that Qing and her family could know God and became his children. What amazing grace. I'm still in awe at the healing of Qing's depression. Even I read many miracles in Bible, but when it happened around me, seeing and hearing with my own eyes and ears made it more shocking. It may seem accidental when we receive Jesus. It is all God's will. He uses small things in our life to achieve his salvation plan. God so loves us, gave his own begotten son, so we have eternal hope. His love is so deep and wide and long and high. Thank God that he gave me courage to stand here to share his story, his love, because he is the leading role, the source of love. He is willing to use us if we want. Psalm 9:1-2. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Thank you.
金石弟兄，我是熊丽，你可以告诉我会中听得见吗？下一个应该该我。
听得见。
OK， yeah， 谢谢丽君姊妹 ，What a lovely sharing for Mother's Day。今天我们家呢，因为有事情不能来教会，但是我很喜乐在家里可以和弟兄姐妹一起过一个母亲节。也很高兴我们的大女儿 Alina 她今天决定参加我们的崇拜，所以他从纽约 dial in， 他也在线上。可不可以请那个 audio room 的弟兄帮我把那个 slides 放大一下，让我好看一些。谢谢。我今天也是作为一个妈妈，就是有 sharing， 我做了一些slides， 做的不好下班以后快做的。这次我今天的分享的题目吧，我会用 bilingual， 我会用中英文一起，所以请大家给我一点耐心。这是我的 title， 谢谢神让我有这个privilege 成为一个母亲，这实在是对我们来说是最好的一个 project。Next slide please。我觉得我在准备分享的时候好像越准备越紧张。我就想起很多年前自己还没有孩子的时候，所以这18年真的是就像眨眼的一个功夫。现在好像神就说你要开始你的下一个旅程了，所以 it's really like the 18 years of having a bigger family, it's like in a blink of an eye, now everyone in the house is ready to start our next chapter. 我想着那个就是以前的时间光，这是我们以前结婚以后在丹麦。你看那会儿就我们两个人，周末也没有事，就骑着自行车坐着火车到处去玩。所以呢一个就是做单身汉的时候，就是一人吃了全家饱，对吧？真的是不用管别的人，只想着我自己，想着我自己的工作学习或者将来要做什么。 那结婚以后呢也不是太糟糕，两个人吃饱了也还好。我们那会儿就是周末就下班以后到处去旅行啊，因为欧洲不大嘛，我们那会儿是住在丹麦不大。然后就思考我们下一步应该做什么，然后我应该做什么，因为我那会儿在丹麦除了上语言学校没有做别的，所以也不知道我下一个应该做什么。我们有很多的梦想，也有很多的计划。作为第一代移民，我们都非常努力的在工作。So the first slide is really about when I was a single woman before after I got married, and our life was only truly to focus on myself and what I would do in the future. And after I got married, not too bad. Just cooked for two people. We traveled a lot during the weekend, and we were trying to always plan what the future would hold and what we would do to settle down. So we had a lot of plans, a lot of dreams, and we worked very hard as the first generation of immigrants. Next slide, please. So, in a year, 晚上也睡不够觉，怎么那个尿布一步一个一个的换，那个每天的做饭一日三餐你别无选择，然后呢开始孩子要有活动的时候你得开着他们到处走，要给他们你在外面等的时候孩子也学着在网上怎样做饭，因为我实在是不会做饭，然后呢要给他们报名参加中文学校，要报名去上钢琴课，也真的是不知道我们的孩子这些为什么都是必须的活动，对吧？然后呢还要打电话，还要接学校的电话，有的时候来的电话是真的会让你非常尴尬的，不知道在孩子在学校捣了什么做了什么坏事情。Anyhow, 然后好不容易又到了十几岁了吧，我那个战争就更大了，每天好像都是像一个战场一样，然后就每天那个家里边简直就是一片疯狂，然后小孩子会跟你说我对你非常生气，但是我还是很爱你，因为神这样说的，还好他们还爱我们。然后呢就是一日复一日，一天复一天，这样的战场就是每天都在继续，好像你都看不见天日在哪里，因为实在是这个代沟一直在那里，四个人的脑袋都想的不一样。然后在每个人都精疲力尽的时候，18年就到了。还好每一个人好像都幸存下来了，没有一个人被落下，包括我们的狗狗，可能狗狗就是每一天的那个傍晚每一个人最爱的还是那个狗狗，不是别人。所以很感谢神，我们靠着神的恩典，一家人好像幸存下来了。然后神好像也知道给你18年就整好了，不能再给你更多的时间，因为这个战场可能就没法再持续下去了。So anyhow, I hope all the kids can see the English on the slides. This is how I went through from a single mother to a mother of a growing family. So God gave me two daughters, and I was dreaming to have kids. And after I got the kids, it did not take me long to find out all these workloads and how we survived via God's grace and mercy. So here we are today. This whole family is ready to downsize with the kids going to leave our empty nest. Next slide, please. 这个呢是我kids, I don't have English here. Please go to your Bible verse, Proverbs 31:10-31. So you know what I'm talking about. I think these are the verses that frequently quoted on Mother's Day. But to be honest, I have fear. This is the verses that I have fear to read because I'm not qualified. I failed every one of the verses. 这是我把这个箴言31章，这是母亲节最爱用的经节放在这里。这是一个好像对我自己的一个考试，其实这是我母亲节最害怕读的经节，因为我没有一样我做到了。 所以呢，因为我没有一样都做到了，所以我把这所有的经节都送给我们在场的妈妈们。但是呢，这个 reality check 不要拿妈妈比妈妈，因为我肯定是那最后一个，我还想跟别的妈妈当朋友。好 ，OK, kids, make sure you know the verses and what I'm talking about. This is a self quiz. I know I failed this reality check, but next slide, please. 这个呢是Bible 里另外一个经节，我们都很熟很熟，大人和孩子都非常熟。我记得生了孩子以后，冯妈妈冯牧师给我们第一个教训就是这个，要教养你们的孩子，使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离。所以我还记得孩子小的时候抱在怀里，我都给他们念这个经文，不管他们听不听得懂，在他们耳朵里，然后跟他们说 Jesus love you, you love Jesus。 所以很小的时候我就跟孩子讲神，所以这个经文我想 hold it to myself, 这个经文我想把它留给我自己，也送给我们所有的妈妈，因为我觉得这个经文我可以差不多及格，因为在公司里不是经常有培训吗？ You have training at your company, often the passing score is you have to reach like 80. So even though I failed the prior verses, but I think I want to give myself a hug that I think I obeyed Lord. 我觉得我听了神的话，在这里我把孩子带到了神的面前，其实是真的是神在养大我的孩子，让我的孩子真的是去相信，去爱，去给予，就是 give to our community. Can I have the next slide, please? 这个呢就是这是实在是我想我孩子带大的一个方法，我想给他们所有的东西，我能给的最好的东西，我真的是把他们想当一个公主一样把他们带大。I wanted to raise them like princess, giving the best that I could afford, and just to value them, cherish them, and treat them as the most precious things in the world. Next slide, please. However, 但是呢，神告诉我说，你要把他带到神的面前，要让他们学会来服侍。其实在我们长大的过程中，我们教会还有小朋友和我们一起服侍神，只是我没有照片，所以呢我只是想用这个照片说，神是告诉我要把他带到神的面前，要服侍，让他们有一颗服侍的心。所以呢我听了神的这个话这我们就是因为我以前是在我去的护士学校做了护士以后，我也做义工嘛，我在密苏里的老人院做义工，然后呢那会儿孩子很小，但是有一天我就发现，如果我可以做义工，我为什么不可以让孩子也跟着我一起来义工呢？可是我做义工的东西跟孩子做义工的东西不一样。后来神就给我一个声音说，你的孩子大了，他们可以做音乐，为什么不让他们做音乐呢？所以呢我后来就用这个方法，我就带着孩子一起去老人院，开始我们第一次的音乐的服侍。很感谢神， Serena 很不久就 join 了我们几个。第一天的时候我还记得Alina 坐在钢琴上害怕的都不敢去弹琴，妹妹比她勇敢。后来好在 Serena join 我们之后，他们几个孩子就鼓励，就不是那么害羞了。所以呢就这么九年，一直到疫情开始我们就不能去了嘛。所以这九年我们每个星期都去，其实刚开始去也是因为学校不是有那个义工的要求吗？所以我在想做义工做音乐不是挺好吗？所以这也是一个我们想去的初衷。然后呢其实到后来发现甚至我还当时还觉得这个对申请大学也很有帮助的说不定。其实后来发现跟申请大学几乎没有关系，因为这个是义工，实在是没有什么新意。但是我就觉得感谢神的恩典，很多事情超乎我们的计划，因为这九年孩子们在这个服侍当中已经知道，他们不是因为学校要叫他们去，也不是因为他们要大学需要这个，他们已经把这个当成他们每个星期五的一份工作。每个星期五我们通常都是泡着麦片吃几口就跑到老人院去，正好在老人院吃完饭以后，他们就有一个小时我们给他们有音乐。所以我们到后来承担了两个老人院的这个服务，因为他们实在是需要我们去。 我们也是慢慢招聘，就是招募更多的小朋友参加我们。真的是感谢神，这些孩子在这些年间用他们的音乐，我觉得为这些老人院的带去了音乐。我还记得第一个，这个第一个上面写的有一个老奶奶啊，有一天我们在那儿拉那个 Amazing Grace， 就是惊人恩典。惊人恩典是我们经常拉的一个曲子，小朋友，我们也是就是拉就好了，也没有说什么，反正就经常就拉哦。那天我们也在拉，拉着拉着那个门就开了，就推进来一辆那个推进来那个病人的那个床，对吧？床上有个老人，我也看不清是男的还女的，就推进来。那我想又来了一个新的人嘛，我们就还是继续拉，因为就习惯了，好像就是我们的工作。然后他后面跟那个应该是他们的女儿，后来他们就停下来，就听我们拉完了。听我们拉完了之后，那个女儿就说，我真没想到我们一进这个门口就听见这个惊人的恩典。她说我妈妈今天来是来临终关怀的。所以那个老人院很显然他们也会 take 那些，也会收一些临终关怀的老人。所以那个女儿说，我真没想到我们进了这个房间，在这个大厅里迎接我们的是惊人的恩典。这就是这么九年当中我们其中的一些很感人的故事，真的靠着神的恩典。所以孩子们也不知道为什么就在那一天，在这很对的时间地点拉了一首这么对的赞美诗来送给那个临终关怀的老人。第二个是说的，在我们在老人院，特别是在有老年痴呆的那个facility 里边，经常会有很老的老人，他因为他的思维跟外界不一样，他就闭塞了，他就把眼睛，他好多老人都把眼睛这样闭着，身体卷着，哪怕我们拉音乐的时候，他们也是这样卷着，就是那样卷着听听就好了，也没有任何反应。可是经常我们拉这个惊人恩典的时候，好几个老人会把眼睛睁开，然后开始和我们一起唱，有些人甚至会把手举起来，还有一个老头子老爷爷会站起来，他以前是个军人，然后等我们拉完了，他们唱完了，他们又回到他们那个卷缩的位置，然后又把眼睛闭起来。所以那儿的好多护士都觉得很吃惊，他们会用那个手机把这个录下来发给他们的家人。所以真的不是靠着这些孩子的音乐，实在是靠着神的恩典，这个惊人的恩典。当他们听到福音的时候，他们听到赞美诗的时候，他们的身体重新会展开，他们也愿意参加我们一起的赞美。我们在老人院的时候，有些老人其实已经很就是比较严重病，所以听见小朋友拉的时候，他们还会骂我们说你们的声音太大了。然后小朋友也就习惯他们，因为知道他们都是病人嘛，像小孩子一样。等他拉完了，那些人又会说哎呦真好听。所以你看这些小孩子这么九年当中，他们学会的是真正的他们参加服事了，而不是真正去拿学校那几个社区工作的服务。所以在他们服侍的这些老人里，其实经常他们都在换，我们去都有新的人。我再相信我们要现在回去的话，可能好多老人我们都可能都不在那儿，都是新的老人。这些人里边都是以前退休的律师啊、医生啊、部队的人员啊、有老师啊什么的。有些人还专门还差点有一天把丽娜差点要带回家，是说她的女儿，或者你要不小心她就会去翻你的那些小提琴的盒子呀什么的。这些老人都非常非常可爱。那也就是说这么几年我们真的是，我看着孩子们每个星期五把这个当成一份工作，从来不说不去的话，除非我们要出城什么的。这九年真的是我们得着了很多，不仅仅是给予了很多。当有的时候我们旅行的时候不在的话，那些老人就会很不高兴，因为护士们很难让他明白为什么我们不去，所以他们就会不高兴。所以我们真的是每个星期都要去，直到那个病毒开始，老人院打电话叫我们不可以去了。所以 anyhow, I was saying that during the 9 years of community services that we were trying to meet the school's proposal to serve the community,And we also thought it might help our college's application, but really did not work that way. However, we learned that by giving the kids really give music to the community, especially to our senior residents who serve our communities, like as lawyers, retired doctors, retired military people, retired teachers. So all these years gave us so many sweet memories that we even try to recall during this COVID period that we were not allowed to go anymore. And the first item I was sharing that like there was one day we were playing Amazing Grace, and a very old lady came in. She really came in for the hospice care, which means she did not have a lot of time. And her daughter behind her stopped. They all stopped with this, like the 911 people, all those medical services people. They all stopped in the hallway and listened to the Amazing Grace. And right after that, her daughter said, thank you. It was just unexpected, amazing that we could be greeted by this Amazing Grace on the day my mom came here for her hospice care. So glory to Lord. The second item is about the usually in an Alzheimer facility, all those seniors would really just curl up or close their eyes. But often when they hear the Amazing Grace, they would open up their eyes. They would sing the hymns with us. They would even stand up and raise their hands in the air to praise. And right after we complete the singing, they would go back to their usual body position. So it was really the God's amazing grace that opened up their whole body and mind. 我觉得我已经讲了中文了，可以下一个 slide 好吗？ 这个呢是我们去旅行，这是我们去海地，我们和那些孤儿在一起，都是没有父母的。然后我们周末在海地的教会，我们一起的敬拜。你看那个小男孩，中间那个穿黄色衣服那个小男孩，这也是神给我们在学习。 我们愿意去看世界各地的人是怎样敬拜神，我觉得这些都给了我们，都给了我们好多好多意想不到的收获。当我们回到美国的时候，飞机从海地飞一个小时飞到佛罗里达的时候，我们降落在那个飞机场。想起我们在那边过了一两星期，我们觉得在海地，在佛罗里达飞机场看见的所有的东西，我们都觉得我们像一个百万富翁。哪怕你在飞机场看见的洗手间，你在飞机场看见的那些卖快餐的餐馆。 在那些地方都没有，那些的地方的洗手间里都想象不出是怎么样。孤儿院的孩子只有一张床，上面枕头、被子都没有，好在那里很热。所以我们回来的时候，我们觉得我们就像富翁一样。 This was like when we were traveling to Haiti, and we spent time with orphans there, and we also worship together with them on the Sunday, and the temperature was like in the 90s with no air conditioning, but you could see all the people that pursue Lord, they dress up and they still go to church, even though when they go back to their home, the living condition was very bad. So we served there, we came back, Lord, let us learn that we are living like a millionaire here. So we're grateful for what we have, and it is truly good to see how people around the world to worship Lord. Next slide, please. This was like, I tried to find a, 那个叫什么,夏天的那个叫,以前,那个叫什么? I'm sorry, I cannot. 就是,这个是 CBS, 我们夏天的 CBS 和另外一个 church 一同办的。夏天我们 church 的年轻人经常去,我一下想不起来了。这个就是说,其实你看这些小孩子,这就是好多年前了。 Miss Alina, she was in early high school, I think. 现在这些小孩子可能都已经是十几岁的孩子，因为我们都在变大变老，然后真的是感谢神，我们从很小的年龄都能听见神的声音，神的话是多么宝贵，对吧？So even though everyone in this picture already aged some, I think these kids already should be like teenagers now, and it's really good to hear God's words. The sooner, the better. Next slide, please. All right, so after all, recalling all the good old days, 这就是旧时光很好，那现在呢，我们每一个人都要开始我们下一个的生活的篇章，但是呢，方法不一样。那我们作为父母来说，这个时候我觉得我们大多数人都感觉我们真的不像孩子那么聪明了，他们实在是已经超过我们，这是王医生经常谆谆教诲我和天使的。 哦，他们已经比我们强了，他们真的比我们强了。所以呢，我和爸爸两个这个就是像两个笨蛋一样。Two dummies here. 但是我们把你们交给神去看管，你们要离开我们的窝了，我们就把你们交给神去看管，我们呢继续把你们送走，你们入学的那一天我们会送你，然后我们会跑回车里来撒两滴眼泪，表示我们很想你们，舍不得你们走。然后呢你们呢，你们这些要上大学的孩子，请你们也回来看看，经常回来看看我们， when you have time， 不要只是需要钱的时候来找我们， OK。 And then 把我们给你们的祝福放在你们的书包里边，带着一起走。所以呢 this is like I recalled my good old days when I was a single woman and then become a young mother, a new mother, how I raised the kids, went through all the battlefield, the chaos. But I think I took the kids to Lord. That was the only thing I did throughout the years. So now it's time for the family to downsize, and young people will go to your new journey. We are not smart anymore. You are smarter. You are going to teach us new things, new technologies, and your parents may just be like dummies. But please be patient with us, and we are going to relinquish you to Lord's care, because He is your permanent and forever and loving parent. And you are not going to be mad at Him, even though you may be mad at us. We're going to send you away on the day you start your college, and we're going to come back to our cars to start to miss you already. Come back and see us. Don't just call us when you need some dollars, okay? And pack our blessings in your backpack. Next slide, please. All right, so we have three seniors this year. I think it's time for you to, 就是我们今年有三个高中毕业生，其实你们现在要开始的路，其实你们的父母几十年前已经做过了。所以阳光之下没有新的事，你们只是做你们的事情了。那你们也会像一个单身的年轻人，你们只是吃你们的饭，就管你们自己，然后你们不需要管别的任何事情。你们会去开始你们的大学的生活，你们会开始去有你们的 date 什么的，你们会就是约会呀，男女朋友什么的，你们会想你们以后工作呀，你们到了大学要去怎样服侍，要去找聚会，你们会有高兴的事情，不高兴的事情，你们可能也会有眼泪，但是你们还会站起来，你们还会祷告，然后你们还会要那就是往前走。所以呢the seniors, we have three seniors this year. What you're going to do is really just to repeat what your parents have done years back. We were also young. We were single women, men. We fed ourselves. We focused on ourselves. You are just going to do this whole thing in your own version. And you're going to explore things on campus. You're going to get into relationship, according to the Lord's way, you're going to worry about what you're going to do for your careers, what your career path. You may change your career path as well. You are going to find your fellowship on campus. This is what we have been praying for you in the last few months. A few moms at church, we have been gathering every Friday evening to pray for you guys. You are going to have ups and downs for sure. You are going to have tears. You are going to miss your home, no parents around, but you are going to stand up. And you are going to pray and move on. So the question is how to move on. Next slide, please. This is the encouragement I want to give to my daughter and all the seniors this year. Really, the Bible says, do not be ashamed of gospel. It is the power of God. 罗马书告诉我们不以福音为耻，因为福音本是神的大能。以赛亚书Isaiah 40:30, 以赛亚书说 a hope in the Lord will renew their strength. 对不起，我没有准备中文这一节。意思就是说，以赛亚书40:30，在神里有盼望，我们就有新的力量，对吧？对不起，我没有弄到写下来中文。然后呢，下面是我给孩子的一些鼓励。我知道，其实南怡大女儿毕业的时候，我也给了她类似的鼓励。真的是在你有成就的时候，实际上神给了你所有你需要的东西。如果你有失败，神会擦干你的眼泪。如果你追求这个世界上很多的东西，先去追求神，然后在神里边要做一个真实的人。 如果你羡慕什么东西，我们要实在是要羡慕福音。如果你要清洁什么东西，先清洁我们的心，因为神就是我们最好的清洁剂。你可能会走得很高，飞得很高远，但是其实最终是应该把荣耀归给神，因为实在是神让我们都能做任何事情。然后呢，这个世界很多时候会给我们很多不对的一些叫什么不对的一些我找不见 Chinese， 就是发誓，这个世界说的一些发誓其实都不对的。
Recording in progress.
好了，我们那好的，那既然你。
很好的祝福你们graduates 应该 take a picture and take it with you. All right, 弟兄姊妹好。
Recording in progress.
听得见我吗？ Hello?
Recording in progress.
哎，请问小姐还听得见我吗？
听得见。
对。等一下，我看一下，从我的手机上，手机还听得见我吗？
听得见。
好，那我去用我的手机，可不可以麻烦一下再放下 slide 呀？没有关系，我觉得我已经快讲完了。哦、oh, ，Yeah， 然后 Next slide. Yeah, 最后其实我就是想分享一下，我觉得我们教会是一个非常小的教会，但是我们实在是一个大家庭。然后呢，我是觉得 Julie 阿姨在我们孩子的成长当中，真的是 played 一个 big role。我是觉得我们在一起互相勉励，今天是母亲节，我觉得作为我妈妈来说，我们真的没有更大的没有做更大的事情，但是我们做的最成功的事情就是把我们孩子带到主耶稣的面前。所以我想用这个 video 来ending 我的 sharing。弟兄可以帮我放一下吗？ This is all my sharing today。弟兄，我就是最后有一个 slide， 可以帮我放一下吗？ This is all my sharing。
not all. Is Lillian going to share or? Okay. Well, maybe if there is more, she could prepare while I finish sharing. 弟兄姊妹好。今天我开始，我愿意先上我的感谢。我真的 appreciate 我妈妈，她的一个在灵里面的一个简单的一个信，好，一个信心。我们家里面的人，不，如果没有他这样子一个简单的信心的话，我们不会在这里。记得，我在很小的时候，我们三个孩子都很小的时候，我爸爸在医院里面生了一场重病，住了一年才出院。还在出院以后的这个 recover 恢复的时期里面，他收到一封邀请函，这封邀请函是从 New Orleans 的一个 research team 里面出来的，请他去参加那个 team。这个你也可想而知，那个时候有很多就是如果是要去还是不去，去的话有很多的新的挑战 unknown。What if 这个怎么办，那个怎么办，还有很多的阻挠，这个语言方面的障碍要重学，几乎整个我们从 家里面要重新开始，在一个人生地不熟的地方，爸爸的身体也刚刚才还在恢复中，但是经过祷告，妈妈就有一个很清楚的意念，就说走，我们就去。所以翻转折腾了一年以后，妈妈就带着我们三个孩子就来到美国。真的是从我们下飞机开始，那个过了海关以后，那个门打开，我还记得弟兄姊妹从Church in Kansas City 在我的面前展开，他们那时候7点钟早上已经在那边等，要迎接我们，把我们带到教会里面。那时候我是刚刚开始 teenager， 就在那个教会里面成长，就在那个里面被 discipleship。我相信我所经历的是有很多你们在这边所经历的教会的爱，在神家里面的温暖。这就是因为我妈妈一个很简单的信心，把我们带到这个新的地方来。感谢主，谢谢妈妈。接下去我要 share 我的经历。I'm gonna say it in English and then I'll translate it in Chinese quickly as a summary. Have you noticed that this three mothers that share today, it's all the mother of the empty nester, and we just finished our last kids, raising them, finishing high school and send them away. It's a milestone for the children and their mom, especially for me. I began to reflect on the earlier days. I remember being a young mother, and I was determined to be a good mother, with a spanking stick on one hand and Dr. James Dobson's Dare to Discipline on the other hand. And I was ready to do mom stuff. And it was very effective in correcting the behavior of the little children. They got my attention when they felt the pain, and they immediately changed their behavior. So it was very effective, using the punishment to correct the disobedient for the proper behavior. And, however, as the children grow older, asking them for time out in the bathroom or spanking them for each misbehavior or ask them to ride 500 times, I will not put my socks here. It doesn't work anymore. So I can relate to Luke chapter 2:19, Mary, the mother of Jesus, kept all these things as she observed her child, pondering them in her heart. Children make me ponder in my heart. So as I pondering, the Lord brought me to a group of ladies, or many of them are moms like me, doing the Bible study together. And I began to see a paradigm shift from a discipline to a discipleship during that process as we study the Bible. Because at that time, my children are no longer little, and I learned how Christ discipled his dear ones around him. And I really was inspired and began to study and really pondering how Jesus discipled the children that God has given him far more than discipline them. In verse Isaiah 52, verse 13 to 15, and I'll read in English and maybe Li Hong can read it in Chinese. The mind of Christ, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who exists in the form of God, did not consider equal with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
以赛亚书, 52章13到15节, 我的仆人行事必有智慧, 必被高举上身, 且成为至高, 许多人因他惊奇, 他的面貌比别人憔悴, 他的形容比世人抠高, 这样他必洗净, 许多国民, 君王要向他闭口, 因他所曾传与他们的, 他们必看见, 未曾听见的, 他们要明白。
所以我刚刚讲的是说, 我做妈妈的时候, 小孩子还小的时候, 我就, 很, 我可以打他们, 让他们, 注意, 然后就会把他们的 behavior, 他们的行为可以改正过来。 但是等到他们长大的时候, 我发现, 这样做并不适合。 然后, 在几年前, 我跟一群姊妹一起查经的时候, 我慢慢地开始思考, 耶稣怎么样子来教导他的门徒, 他是用 disciple 的一个形式, 来教导他的门徒。 然后我们刚刚就 read 那个 verse， 他是 very humble， 他是 son of God， 他是神的儿子， 他是一个神圣的儿子， 但是他 humble， 他到了这个跟我们这些人 就是 sinners 在一起， 出出进进， rub shoulders， 然后要教他的这个 surrogate徒， 他们只是一个 fisherman， 他没有受过教育， 是一个很 就是 fisherman 进进出出， 然后要跟他们讲解天国的事情， 天国的事情， 他们连地上的知识 也都没有什么受教育， 但是耶稣却 humbled himself and 要跟他们在一起 教他们， 用他自己的生命来变化他们， 来小育他们。 So Jesus, God the Son, humbly walked beside with his 12 disciples, fishermen, as they encouraged daily change and allowed them time to grow and to take ownership of what Christ teaching, modeling the life of prayer and resisting temptations and standing firm when facing opposition and etc. and etc. Discipleship takes time. And it takes effort a lot longer than spanking to see the effect. Discipleship can be dirty, and discipleship can be painful, but it's very rewarding. It's especially, it takes longer time, like I said, then you don't see the effect right away as compared to something a disciplined would be. It is hard lesson, especially for me, to wait. And because when you bring children up and you can't avoid the fact that you have expectations. You know, there's certain time, there's certain things happened, and that expectation, when it's put on hold, and it becomes uncertainty. You know, you no longer can expect as the expectation change, the timetable change. And this is a hard lesson for me to wait for my children and wait with my children sometime. But Jesus waited. As I was pondering that, I was thinking, Lord, why are you wanted to wait so long? Can you just hurry up a little bit? But then Jesus reminded me, as I pondering, Jesus waited in John 11:14. Jesus told his disciple, Lazarus had died, and for your sake, I'm glad that I was not here, so that you may believe. So I was pondering this whole process of, you know, Jesus used this event as an amazing, wonderful opportunity to teach his disciple. He is the Lord of all, and he has conquered death. Like Martha and Mary, after they send word to Jesus, much like my prayer request, send it in, and they anticipate Jesus to come before Lazarus' death. But Jesus did not, and he showed up 4 days late. And the outcome is not what they expected. The circumstances seems hopeless. Even Jesus wept when he saw them, how hopeless they are. At this time, I was I have to answer one of the Bible study questions. And it says, Jesus' dead body lay in a sealed and guarded tomb. What situation did you face that appeared hopeless and awaits victory only God can give? Isn't that a wonderful question? Do we all have that? Well, I do. I have a list of situations I face that appears hopeless, but Christ has conquered even death. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. When the uncertainty causes fears and doubt, then the certainty of risen Savior answer all the fears. Our Lord is the resurrection and the life. So this whole process of waiting, I found answer in the Lord. There is a purpose in waiting. And this is my experience as I shift from discipline to discipleship. Discipleship is helping our children to walk with Christ, not by my word, but by my life. As I walk with them shoulder to shoulder, as Christ has done with his disciple, and in the process create a true relationship. So that when Christ go out to the world, they would have the amazing opportunity to witness and disciple others. Discipleship helps believers to grow in faith and to grow in maturity and wisdom and build their faith on a strong foundation that then disciple and lead others to Christ. This is the privilege for a mother to be able to walk alongside of my children. I no longer, like the other mom says, I can no longer tell you what to do, but put away your shoes, file this, put the things down in the right place, not just any place. I've said all that, but what a privilege to walk alongside of you, to grow with you, to cry with you, and to wait together with you. Wait for the Lord, and He is the one who conquered even death. That is our promise. That is our hope. Many sisters get together on Friday because we know the challenges that you're facing as a teenager, as a young people nowadays. There's full of temptations. The world now you're living in is nothing like what we were facing when we get out of high school. So we pray for you. And this is the verse that summarizes our prayer. Ephesians 4:14 through 16. I will read in English and Li Hong will help me in Chinese. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in a deceitful scheming. Instead, seeking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every aspect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. We commit you to growth in Christ Jesus. Robert today was sharing the same thing in Lawrence. He said, walk in Christ's love. Walk in Christ's light. Walk in Christ's wisdom. Walk in the reality of the mystery of Christ in the church. Praise the Lord. Oh, translation. 我刚刚就说, did you read? No. I forgot. Sorry.
以弗所书4章14节到16节 使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。唯有爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，把结各按各职，照着个体的功能彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
这是我们对所有的年轻人，我们下一代的期望、祷告和意向。感谢赞美主。
OK， 这里还有一个 OK，
So I think my mom is going to be translating.
Your mom?
Yeah, go ahead, Linnea. I'll try. Jin Kao, in case I have any technical issues, if you could resume. But I hope I won't have any technical issues.
Okay. Can I start whenever?
You can start, Linnea.
Okay. So I'm basically just going to talk about the last few parts of my little speech I had put together, but to sum up the...
Yeah, 我尽量就说我最后的 notes, 就节省时间.
But the first half that I'm going to skip over is about how I've loved getting to know my mom as a person besides just a maternal figure.
他说他前面部分要省掉的就是他怎样更多的认识他妈妈，除了我只是一个妈妈，我是他的妈妈。 Okay.
Yeah, in case you didn't know. Alright, so as our household has come closer and closer to an empty nest, I admire how my mom has sought to fulfill herself instead of really me.
Oh.
我先解释一下大家，我不知道他要分享什么，所以我根本不知道他要说什么。I'm going to try, OK? 他是说我们家现在要空巢了，然后他可能想分享妈妈怎样，更多的实现我自己，是不是那意思，玲玲？
嗯哼。Similar to how she's raised her children, my mom puts her whole heart into what she loves.
哦，她是我妈妈，就像她养孩子一样有热情，她对她自己要做的事也是充满了热情。
Though she says she's really laid back with me, she's quick to drop everything she's doing and baby me.
虽然我妈妈说她什么都放手让我自己去做，其实她还是很想要把我管的每一样都好好的。
Or baby Chewy, or baby other babies.
Yeah, 把我们都当小 baby 一样，还包括我们的狗狗。
My mom also loves to learn new things, especially piano.
我的妈妈很喜欢学习新的东西，特别是她在钢琴上。
She practices her instrument way more than I do mine.
她甚至练钢琴比我练的还多。
My mom is my role model in that as I grow older,It's never a sign for me to stop doing what I love.
我妈妈是我的榜样。
Because being an adult is tiring.
因为当个大人其实是很累的事情。
And you should always make time to have fun like a kid.
你实在是需要给自己找时间放松一下。
I mentioned my mom is extremely passionate for what she loves.
我说过我妈妈对她想做的事非常有热情。
As fellowship and worship sessions were confined to our homes, I learned how much my mom loves church.
我真的很渐渐知道我妈妈实在是很喜欢教会。
She loves the community, the conversations, and the growth she receives from God and her brothers and sisters in Christ.
他真的喜欢我们这个大家庭，然后从神那儿学着的话语。
And even outside of church, she is eager to apply what she's learned to the present.
就是在教会以外，他也是把教会所学的用在生活里边。
Whenever we receive good news, she's quick to praise God and direct all of the glory to Him.
不管我们有什么好消息，妈妈总是第一个把荣耀归给神。
And whenever something sad happens, she leads our prayers to ask for guidance.
有什么不开心的事情，妈妈也是叫我们要祷告。
I wanted to mention a verse being Proverbs 1:8.
箴言一第八节。
It says, Listen, my son, to your father's instruction and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
Father's Day is in a few months.
爸爸节也快来了。
But for today, my mom has taught me so much.
但是今天我要说，我妈妈其实教了我很多东西。
And even so, we'll say she's still learning.
虽然她自己还在不断的学习。
But that in itself has been such an important lesson.
就是他自己以身作则的已经对我是个很好的教导。
Mom, you've led an amazing example of how to take care of myself.
妈妈谢谢你教会我怎样照顾我自己。
How to take care of others.
怎样照顾别人。
And how to always put God first.
然后怎样把神放在第一位。
As I grow and run away to college, I know that I'm going to love doing all of these things on my own.
我知道我上大学了，我更喜欢自己做我自己的事情。
But even I know that at some point I'm going to be homesick too.
但是我知道我会有想家的时候。
So, thank you for 18 years of unconditional love for me.
谢谢妈妈18年无条件的爱。
And I'm glad that at least on today, I get to show some back.
我很高兴今天 Say that again, Lillian.
I'm glad that at least today, I get to show some back.
我很高兴今天我让你知道我想要让你知道的。
I love you, and 母亲节快乐。
Thank you, Lillian. So much. Appreciate. 好，金石叔叔。
感谢主，那我们。